Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to recordings of Danish music on the Da Capo Records label. Denmarketing is what we call tonight's program. Da Capo Records, the self-described Danish national label, founded in 1989 to promote the classical music of Denmark. Danish music composed over a period of 1,000 years forms the core of the Da Capo discography. We'll have but a few representative recordings from Da Capo's vast catalog of over 450 discs. Let's begin with Emil Rasen, whose name, as I'm pronouncing it, sounds like a shriveled grape, but it's spelled R-E-E-S-E-N. Rasen lived from 1887 to 1964. He studied privately with the composer Wilhelm Rosenberg and the pianist Siegfried Langgord, who in turn was a pupil of Franz Liszt. Rasen made his own debut as a concert pianist in 1911. He became conductor of the Danish National Radio Symphony Orchestra in 1927. In 1931, he also took up a position at the Royal Danish Theatre, where he became an experienced ballet conductor. He composed operas and ballets. He was also a noted composer of film scores. His best-known work is probably the operetta Farinelli, written in 1942. Here is Rasen's Variations on a Theme by Franz Schubert, music dating from 1928, the centennial of Schubert's death. The theme taken from a work for piano four hands, the Divertissement sur des Motifs Originaux Français, Deutsch Listing 823. This performance by the Alberg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bo Holten. Music of Emil Rasen.
Thank you. Thank you.
music dating from 1928 by Emil Raisin, R-E-E-S-E-N. That was his Variations on a Theme by Franz Schubert, the performance by the Aalborg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bo Halton. Emil Raisin's Schubert Variations. We're listening to Danish music on the Da Capo Records label this week. The label is distributed in the United States by the Naxos Group. In 2011, the New York Philharmonic signed an agreement with Da Capo to record the symphonies and assorted concerti of Carl Nielsen, with Alan Gilbert conducting. The partnership has since expanded to document music by Philharmonic composers in residence, beginning with Magnus Lindberg, who was born in Finland. Denmarketing, an hour of Danish music on Da Capo. You're listening to The Lost Chord. We turn next to Asger Hamerik, who was born in 1843. A well-known Danish composer in his lifetime, he studied music with Johann Peter Emilius Hartmann and Niels Wilhelm Gade. His family was also friends with Hans Christian Andersen, with whom Hamerik regularly corresponded. In 1862, he left Denmark to study with Hans von Bülow in Berlin. He then became a protege of Hector Berlioz in Paris. With the death of Berlioz in 1869, Hamerik left Paris for Italy, then traveled to Vienna. In 1871, he became director of the Peabody Institute of Music in Baltimore, where he remained for a quarter century. There he composed many of his large-scale works, which were first performed by the Peabody Orchestra. Hamerik left the Institute in 1898, finally returning to Denmark in 1900. He was accompanied by his wife, the American pianist Margaret Williams. Hamerik's output includes 7 symphonies, 4 operas, 5 orchestral suites, a number of shorter orchestral works, and chamber music. His Requiem is his most popular work, and the one he considered his best. I should mention that, like Sibelius, Hamerik composed virtually nothing in the final decades of his life. He died in 1923, at the age of 80. What we have for you this evening is his last symphony, his Symphony No. 7, the Choral Symphony, composed in 1898, then revised first in 1903, and again in 1906. The text was written together with his young wife, and Hamerik had first considered titling the work Life, Death, and Immortality. Here's the Danish National Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Thomas Dalsgaard, in the Symphony No. 7 by Asger Hamerik.
Thank you.
music written in 1898 and revised twice in 1903 and 1906 by the Danish composer Oscar Hammerich. That was his Symphony No. 7, the Choral Symphony, Hammerich's final symphonic work, composed on a text co-written with his wife, Margaret Williams, concerning life, death, and immortality. We've heard the Danish National Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Thomas Dausgaard. And with the Symphony No. 7 of Oscar Hammerich, we all too soon come to the conclusion of tonight's program, barely representative of the Da Capo catalog. Our focus this week has been recordings issued on the Da Capo Records label, the self-proclaimed Danish national label. Denmarketing. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network.